Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from Minnethon Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Morell Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts. See them in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morell Equipment. A legal dispute is developing in Vassar following the release of police body camera footage showing the detention of a high school student last fall. The incident involved a Vassar High School freshman who left the school building after becoming upset over disciplinary action related to his cell phone. According to officials, the student left campus rather than reporting to school administrators or a counselor. Video from responding officers show school resource officer Patrick Hamill stopping the student as he walked away from school. The footage captures a struggle during which the student was taken to the ground, handcuffed, and placed in a patrol vehicle. The student can be heard telling officers he was trying to go home and was not fighting with police. The student's father later arrived at the scene and challenged the legality of the detention. Following an internal review, Vassar Police Chief Ben Guile determined the officer did not have legal authority to detain the student under the circumstances. Officer Hamill received a reprimand and no longer serves as the district school resource officer, although he remains employed by the Vassar Police Department. The student's family says it intends to file a lawsuit against the city of Vassar. The family also states the student was covered by an anxiety-related accommodation plan that allowed him to leave school when experiencing heightened distress. The student has since transitioned to online schooling and is completing his sophomore year. And Caleb Joseph Powers has been charged with felony firearm possession and assault with intent to commit murder after an incident on Purdy Road in Parris Township on May 10th. Huron County Sheriff deputies responded to a domestic dispute at a residence on Purdy Road on Sunday, May 10, 2026, just after 8:40 p.m. A 48-year-old man from Ruth was transported to Harbor Beach Community Hospital, stabilized, and then flown via emergency airlift to a larger regional hospital for advanced treatment after suffering a gunshot wound to the chest from a .22 caliber handgun. The victim's relative, 23-year-old Caleb Powers, fled the scene immediately after the shooting. As the lead suspect, he was located and arrested by police in Roseville, Michigan, in Macomb County. Later that night, at approximately 11 p.m., following a multi-agency effort, Powers' bond is set at $500,000, and he currently resides in the Huron County Jail. When we return from this Morell Equipment sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
This is Kevin Morell from Morell Equipment in Bad Axe. We have several people stopping in to ask about our new golf carts that we have in stock. Why would you buy a lithium over gas? Stop in to Morell Equipment in Bad Axe, Michigan, and we will explain to you the reason. We have over 60 golf carts in stock, more arriving daily, and ready for immediate delivery to your home or cottage. These aren't your standard golf carts. These are mean machines ready for travel and style. Features include 4 and 6 seat models, long-lasting lithium batteries, 6 and 8 speaker stereos that will impress your ears, underglow lighting kits for the interior and exterior, turn signals, backup camera, fully integrated onboard 10 and 12 inch screens, remote start, and so much more. The best part, these are priced much less than side-by-sides, starting as low as $5,250. With financing available, Morell Equipment sells direct from the manufacturers to save you more money. Companies such as Dash, Grayson, Sierra, Tico, again, over 60 units in stock and ready for your summer action. Don't forget, financing is available. Stop in and see them and test drive them for yourself at Morell Equipment, located just north of the Meyer gas station in Bad Axe. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, and Saturdays, 8:30 till noon. Or call 989-553-2460.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, upgrades to Lexington's Harbor, Marina, and Parks are all making progress. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is spending about $8 million on renovations to the marina and harbor doing dredging, along with boat launch improvements and breakwall repairs. Because of that work, there will be interruptions with closures at the marina's fueling stations, the pump-out stations, the dock, and slips. The help know what is accessible or not will be listed on the Harbor Redevelopment Project is contained on their DNR website, michigan.gov/DNR. Also, about $5.5 million worth of renovations have been done to the parks with a new amphitheater and stage, new bathrooms, and concession stands. And in our national news, California gubernatorial race plagued by low initial voter turnout. As the June 2nd primary election approaches in California, state election data reveals unusually low mail-in ballot returns among registered voters. The crowded race to replace the outgoing governor features a dense field of candidates, yet political strategists report that voters are exhibiting widespread apathy. Political analysts note that without a single clear frontrunner, campaigns are struggling to mobilize their bases in the traditional early voting window. Local civic organizations are launching last-minute public awareness campaigns to boost participation before the Tuesday deadline. Election officials emphasize that historically low primary turnout can lead to unpredictable outcomes, giving highly organized grassroots groups an outsized influence on who advances to the general election. And in our international news, Democratic Republic of Congo battles severe Ebola outbreak. The World Health Organization, or DRC, has dispatched emergency medical teams to the hardest hit areas of the Ituri province, as the Democratic Republic of Congo fights its 17th recorded outbreak of the Ebola virus. Health officials confirm that this specific outbreak involves the rare Bundibugyo strain, which has already resulted in 121 confirmed cases, 17 confirmed deaths, and nearly 250 suspected fatalities. The strain is particularly challenging due to a lack of widely distributed approved vaccines or targeted antiviral medications. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom is traveling to the region to coordinate the international health response and secure supply lines. Local authorities are setting up isolation wards and conducting intensive contact tracing through remote geography, and localized security issues continue to hamper containment efforts.
We have no obituaries to report at this time.
For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand-new golf carts. See them in a new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morel Equipment.